forgetting I got me a job here? I got responsibilities. I can't just mount up and ride off chasing lights you've seen in the swamp because you got a hold of some doctored wine. He got mad. I got mad right back. We yelled and screamed some. He threw things because he wasn't in good enough shape to run me down. I stomped his wineskin to death and watched its blood trickle across the floor. The landlady kicked the door in. She weighed 200 pounds and was as mean as a snake.
I told you bastards I wasn't going to put up with no more of this.
We rushed her. She was a liar and a cheat and a bully, and she probably stole things from the rooms when she thought she wouldn't get caught. We threw her down the stairs and stood around laughing like a couple of kid vandals. She started screeching again down below. She wasn't hurt. I stopped laughing. She wasn't hurt, but she might have been. And I didn't have the excuse of being drunk. I take it you're headed out of town.
Yeah.
The humor had fled him, too. His color was ghastly. How are you going to get out of town? It's the middle of the night. Cash considerations. The magical key. He shouldered his bag.
You about ready?
Yeah.
He knew I would come all the time.
Hey, Lou!
The gateman called into the gatehouse while Raven clinked coins.
Get your ass up! We got us another customer!
He grinned apologetically. Lou, he's got a day job plucking chickens, got too damned many kids. You would think a guy would learn how to stop after the first dozen. Not Lou. He kept on grinning.
You'd figure, I admitted.
This that good a job? I don't see so many guys happy with their work like you.
Pretty boring on the night watch, mostly. Been a profitable night tonight, though.
Others have gone before us?
Raven asked.
Only one guy. This old man about an hour ago. In such a big damned hurry, he just scattered coins all over the place.
That was what you call your basic broad hint.
Raven ignored it. I made small talk till Lou turned out with the keys and opened the small port through the big gate. Raven just stared straight ahead. When Lou opened up, he tossed some silver.
Why, thank you, Your Grace. Come around any time, any time. You got a friend down here to Southgate.
Raven didn't say anything. He just grimaced and led his horse through the gateway onto the moon-washed road.
Thanks, I told the gateman. See you guys around.
Anytime, Your Grace. Anytime. I'm your man.
Raven must have paid them off good. The grimace was familiar, though. I hadn't seen it for a while.
Your hip bothering you again?
It'll be all right.
I've traveled with worse.
Sour bastard.
He'd shaken the wine pretty well, but the hangover was hanging over.
Taking a long time to heal.
What the hell you expect?